Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by a former striker. Now I'm going to read out his stats, although he probably won't want me to. 561 appearances for Wolves, 306 goals, 18 hat-tricks, 13 England caps and 4 goals. We're very lucky today to be joined by Steve Ball. Steve, how are you?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you. I'm climbing the walls, but I'm absolutely fine.
I'm sure you are now. I know that, obviously, you've been in lockdown, but you have kept yourself busy. And recently, I know that the Steve Ball Foundation has teamed up with a company in Telford to donate some masks to the NHS. Is that right, Steve?
That was right. It was Rico in Telford. We put a request out on my Instagram, Facebook, we got a friend from the NHS, he was working in the NHS at New Cross, says we're desperate for masks, desperate for tea, coffee, water, energy bars, whatever, can you help us? And we put the request out and Rico came along and says, well, we got some masks, we can give you a batch of 250 and do what you want with them. So they grabbed them, then he ripped our arms off. To be fair to say, thank you, you know what I mean?
Brilliant, brilliant. And I did see on your Instagram page, and, you know, I'm sure the nurses, etc. at New Cross were and all the other hospitals were absolutely over the moon. Also, I know you're involved with a fundraising page for the Wolves and Bilston Athletics Club, is that right?
It is, to be fair. One of our neighbours says he wants to do a bit for the NHS, the New Cross. And he says, how do we go about it? We join forces with them, and it's a 5K run, walk, whatever you want to do in your own time, whatever. There's a link on my Facebook page for people to have a look at, and just do your bit for the NHS, and we'll guarantee and make sure that money goes into stuff that the NHS want or New Cross want.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, that page, I've got it here. It's virginmoneygiving.com/team/WolvesandBilston AC. You know, we're supporting a great cause there, so if any of the listeners can donate, that would be much appreciated. So, we have set Steve Ball the task of picking his best 11 players who he played with in a Wolf shirt. What formation are you going to go for, Steve?
Just a billy board in 4-4-2, mate.
4-4-2. So, I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, the two strikers, but we'll come to that last. Who are you going to start with in goal, Steve?
Okay, in goal, he was a class goalkeeper. I played in a long time. He's Mark Stoll. He was an absolutely brilliant keeper, great shot stopper. But he hated me taking penalties against him because I used to nearly break his hand off his wrist. he was a top goal scorer, top goalkeeper.
But I mean, from your point of view, Steve, you know, you did play with some great keepers, you know, as well. You know, Mark Kendall, you know, at the start of your career at Wolves. You know, why does Mike Stoll pip it?
He was just absolutely unbelievable. You know, I mean, I could reel the two teams off if you want. You know what I mean? It's unreal. I've played with that many great players and that many great goalkeepers. It's hard to choose. And whatever team I pick here, somebody's going to have a go right go at me anyway because I say he should be in the side and he should be in the side. So, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just going to give you the 11 that I think that I'd say, go on then, they'll cover your back.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, right back, Steve, number two.
Right back is the animal of the team, Kevin Muscat. He was an absolute beast. He'd take the ball and the man, he'd fetch the man back out the stand and kick him back in again. He'd fetch him out again and kick him back again and then carry on with the ball. But Kevin Muscat, he was absolutely a great bloke, but he was a great bloke off the field as well.
Yes, he was. I mean, his persona off the pitch, I know, was completely different to his one on the pitch.
It was. He was like an animal. He was like a Tasmanian devil on the pitch. You know, I mean, just run round and kick people. He was a good player. Trust me, he was a good player. But he was a hard but fair player. If you know what I mean. But he's a great bloke.
Brilliant. So Kevin Muscat's your right back. Who is going to be your left back, Steve?
My left back would be the midget of a friend who's my very good friend. He's Andy Thompson.
Brilliant.
He was absolutely top drawer, mate. He was my room partner for 7 years, and we used to call him the flying pig. I don't know why they used to use that saying, but he was up and down, left, right and centre, mate, and he scored the odd one or two goals as well.
Yeah, I mean, what a servant for Wolves, and what a penalty taker as well.
Unbelievable. I think he got 52 penalties or something like that in all. And so I don't like him in a certain way, because that would have been 52 more for me.
Brilliant. So your two centre-halves, Steve?
Centre-half, God forbid he's gone now, Dean Richards.
What a player.
He was absolutely unbelievable. He was the Alan Hansen of our side. He's strolling and gliding around the pitch, pass it here, there and everywhere. And he would give you the odd goal now and again.
Yes. I mean, what a player. He's featured in quite a lot of these best 11s, because he was absolutely majestic, wasn't he, Steve?
He was unbelievable. He was a great footballer, great attitude on the pitch and off the pitch. He was like a gentle giant. He wouldn't say boo to a goose, but on the field, he'd give as good as what he got.
Yeah, and what a shame. Obviously, we lost him so soon. And who's going to partner Dean Richards, Steve?
I'm going the opposite in character, and I'm going to put Keith Curl next to him.
Keith Curl?
Curly, he's probably the only man who I know can smoke cigarettes and play football at the same time. I think he used to keep some fags in his sock when he was on the pitch. But he was an absolute brilliant player, mate. He was a good talker of the game. He would speak highly of Dean Richards, and also say that I'll speak on behalf of Richards Dino as well. He was a great player, mate.
Yeah, he was. Obviously, England international. And it's interesting what you say about the cigarettes, because obviously you hear that from the 70s, but it obviously wasn't so prevalent in the 90s, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was, I think the last one was ours, was it Barnshaw, or was it, who was a goalkeeper?
Paul Bradshaw
used to smoke, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And he was one of the dying few that did it, but it never hurt you, Curly, you know what I mean? He would run up and down on that pitch 100% every single game.
Yeah, and what a player he was. So we're moving to midfield now. We'll start on the right-hand side. Who is your right winger, Steve?
Okay, right winger, another one that's left us at a very young age, would be Paul Birch.
Birchie, what a player.
He was absolutely top drawer, mate. He was like a little, I know I can call him, like a little midget on the right-hand wing. And he was jinking and jiving, and he was absolutely brilliant, mate. We used to call him the Dungeon Master, or the Dwarf or something. You know? I mean, he was a great, there's no disrespect to it, because he was like the smallest, and he was like a comic, just a name, that's all it was. It wasn't just taking the mickey, what players did, but he was an absolutely brilliant player, mate. He was a very good friend to the day he went.
Oh, well, and the thing is about Paul Birch as well, if you watch a lot of footage from that era, you know, he would move out onto the wing, and he would put a great ball in the box, wouldn't he?
He would, to be fair. He was very, very jinky. He was like, get his head down, his low gravity to the ground, and he knew how to dink over the top or put a 30-yard pass straight at you. He was absolutely top drawer, mate.
Yeah, what a player. So we move on to the left wing. Who are you putting out on the left, Steve?
I'm putting on the left a very, very talented Irishman, Robbie Dennison. Yeah, he was a properly tricky winger, mate. He was like Tom Owen, the flying pig. You know what I mean? He was up and down that wing, left, right and centre. He cut in on his right foot and banged a 30-yarder in the top corner. Absolutely top draw, mate, about his deliveries, his free kicks, his corners. He was spot on, mate.
Brilliant. I mean, obviously, what a player, what a servant. And, you know, he helped Wolves with that resurgence up the leagues with you and Tomo.
Absolutely unbelievable, mate. He's a cracking bloke as well. And, you know, I mean, if you get to see him at some of these forums, he's got some great stories. And he was a great player, mate.
Yes, certainly. So we're moving to centre midfield. Who are going to be your two centre midfielders, Steve?
Okay, the one centre midfield is going to be our Mr. Psycho himself. It's a Keith Downing.
Keith Downing.
Uh, Yeah, he was like the Jack Russell. He was we called him a Jack Russell because he was in the middle of the park biting and nipping everybody's ankles, trying to get the ball off him and whatever. And he'd have a go at anybody, whether it was 6 foot six. He'd be nibbling at him left, right and centre. His anger in the game was unbelievable. He just wanted to win that ball all the time.
Yes. I mean, he didn't get the nickname Psycho for nothing, did he, Steve?
He didn't, mate, he didn't, because he was like, if you ever look at Stuart Pearce on the pitch, his focus and his desire, and he's saying like he's veins from his neck. That was the key, that was a Stuart Pearce of Wolves, Keith Downing was.
Brilliant. So, who's going to partner Keith Downing in midfield, Steve?
Okay, I think he's going to be the one that he got the sweetest left foot that I could ever think of a player I've played with, and that's Paul Cook.
Cookie. What, I mean, what a left foot, Steve.
He was unbelievable, mate. He could read me and Mutchie left, right and centre, mate. And, you know, he's absolutely skillful player. He's left. He couldn't use his right much, but he didn't need to because he left made up for it. And he was absolutely top draw, mate. And he created probably half of my goals, I would have thought.
From your point of view, Steve, as a striker, when you obviously you're running onto balls through the middle, there's no better player to put a ball through than Paul Cook, is there?
Not at all. He never used to hardly leave that centre circle. He could spin on five pence. And I'll tell you what, he could pick us up absolutely easy, mate. Anywhere we knew, Cookie knew where we was and we knew where Cookie was.
Brilliant. Now, moving to the two strikers, what we'll do first, okay. I really don't know who you're going to pick, but we'll start with number 10 before we go okay. to number 9. So who okay. is going to who's going to be up front?
Number 10 is going to be calm down, mad at me, dar. It's got to be Andy Mutch.
Andy Mutch. I mean, for you, Steve, you know, there was no better player to play alongside, was there?
Not at all. You know, man, as you said earlier, I've played with loads of strikers. They've come and gone. He was my old stalwart, and me and him on the pitch, mate, he was absolutely unbelievable. It was like we got a piece of string tied to each other, because I go near stick, he go in the middle, I go back post, he go near post, I go for the first ball, he go for the second one. We absolutely had a great understanding on the pitch, but as you know this, you know, I mean, much is from Liverpool, I'm from Tipton. We just, on the pitch, we knew where we was, but we couldn't understand the word we said to each other.
Brilliant. The funny thing is about, obviously, Andy Mutch, those two seasons, 87, 88, 88, 89, he'd be scoring 20-odd, 30-odd goals. In any other club, he'd be the top scorer. But, you know, between you were scoring 80-odd goals a season.
It was, mate. It was unbelievable. And, like, it's when you say that off the tongue now, you're thinking, geez, 80-some-odd between them. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. And, you know what I mean? He was, like, the unsung hero of the partnership. Bully will score the goals, much as set them up. But if you watch the video, some of the videos, or quite a few of the videos, you'll see we both complimented each other. I set him up, he set me up. Cookie set him up, Birch set us up. You know, we worked as a unit, as a team.
Yeah, you could see that, Steve. Now, obviously, some players who've done their best 11 have picked themselves. Now,
okay.
I don't know who you're going to pick, Steve, but who is going to be number 9 of Steve Ball's best Wolves 11?
Okay, the number 9 is going to be Havard Flo. No, stop it. Sorry, I do apologise. Havard, sorry, I apologise, mate.
He won't be listening.
My number 9, I think it'd have to be David Kelly.
David Kelly?
Absolutely top draw. I think much here compliment David Kelly all day long. Regarding myself, a couple, I'd play with any one of them two all day long. They knew where we was on the pitch, each other. He'd go on, one would go short, one would go long. But David Kelly was, I mean, he's great for Wolves, yeah. Great for Ireland. He was absolutely unbelievable. And his best position, I wouldn't believe, was in goal. You
really?
Wouldn't believe this, yeah, because before training started or after training started, he used to get the goalkeeper's gloves off Stowley or whoever was in goal, going, come on then, lads, a fiver to give. He scored against me, I'll give you an extra fiver back. If I save it, you give me a fiver. And David Kelly used to come off with hundreds of pounds after training because he was one of the best goalkeepers as a non-player. It was absolutely unbelievable. But a good talker of the club, mate, very good talker of the club, and that's why he went on to manage teams and and coaching levels. But I would put David Kelly as that number 9.
Brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, he must be good if he's keeping you out the side. And who is going to be the manager of this great team?
Oh, the manager of the team's got to be Graham Turner. I think Graham Turner, it's to be a toss between Graham Turner and Graham Taylor.
Yeah.
Because Graham Turner got the club from the from down the doldrums, and Graham Taylor got it, almost got it into the academic world where all the kids are coming through or whatever. And
yes.
I always say to this day, if Graham Taylor would have stopped once more year, he'd have got the academy up running, which is running now a bit later on.
Yeah.
And he'd have got us up there.
Yeah, it was such a shame. I think he did get sacked at the wrong time, and I think he would have took us up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he was just a minority of fans putting stickers on his car saying he got to get out and whatever, and Turnipet and whatever. I'm going, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Graham Taylor's done the club the world of good. If you want him out, put a poll together and send it to the chairman.
Yeah.
Don't abuse somebody individually and say, because he's doing a job for the team.
Yeah.
And he's doing the best he can. So I think Graham Turner as me overall, because he's a great man manager, and Graham Taylor for carrying on the job after that.
That's brilliant. So your team, Steve, it's a 4-4-2. In goal, Mike Stoll. Right back, Kevin Muscat. Left back, Andy Thompson. Centre halves, Dean Richards and Keith Curl.
Yeah.
Right side of midfield, Paul Birch. Left side, Robbie Dennison. Centre midfielders, Keith Downing, Paul Cook. And up front, David Kelly and Andy Much. Obviously, you'll be on the bench and the manager, Graham Turner. So, what a great team. First of all, Steve, thank you for your time today coming on the Wolf Whistle. I will read out the page again. It's virginmoneygiving.com/team/Wolves and Bilston AC. It's a fantastic cause supporting our nurses at local hospitals. And I want to say, Steve, thank you for your work with the Steve Ball Foundation, and obviously keep up the good work supporting the community.
That's a mess. We all do it. As I always say to people in life, if you can go out and have a drink, go and play golf, go and drive your car, you can do something to give somebody something back, and it costs absolutely nothing to do it at this time, especially at this time, a moment of time.
Of course. Well, Steve, thanks for coming on the Wolf Whistle, and we will get you back on soon for your full podcast and your full story. But thanks very much, and stay safe.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much indeed. Cheers.
Ta-ra, Steve.
Ta-ra, mate.
Ta-ra, mate.